Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, my co-host Jim DeRogatis, and you know, we don't mince any words when it comes to our bonus podcast because we have so much music we want to play for you. This is a great opportunity to play those tracks we can't get to on the regular show. We're offering them as a bonus, not because they're somehow lesser tracks. In some ways, I feel, Jim, with these bonus podcasts, we're able to go deeper and a little bit longer, for maybe a lack of a better term, about stuff that we really love.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. But since we don't air this on public radio, we can be less quote-unquote professional
and just geek out and have fun.
Hard to believe we could be even less professional.
Yeah, that's true.
Here we are. So, Jim, can you give us a hint about what you're going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
I've got a DIJ pick, Greg, that hits a lot of my favorite buttons. One is the super obscure story that is, like, too strange to believe ever happened. The other is this features an instrument that was the coolest thing in the world for about a year. And then you couldn't even throw them away. And now I checked, and it was $1,000 to get one of these again on eBay.
Jim DeRogatis is Sound Opinion's official strange instrument aficionado.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what you got.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back, Jim. What song are you going to add to the DIJ?
I am going to play, you may well scoff at me, I am going to play Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Huge hit.
I dig that song.
That is a great song. Huge hit from 1981. So, you know, the instrument that I was talking about is the Synair. Right? In the earliest, most primitive days of drum machines, drum synthesizers, electronic drums, right? There was this little instrument, maybe 10 inches in circumference, that looked like a flying saucer, that had three or four knobs. It was an analog synthetic drum that really did not sound like a drum. You know, Synair,
yeah, right.
Snare, right? I bought one. I, you know, had saved up for 6 or 9 months. I remember going to 48th Street in New York when it was still Music Row, and I bought one of these Synairs, and it really did nothing. It did, and it did, right? And if you turned all the knobs up to 10, when I was covering, you know, I don't know how I ever learned this, we would cover the overture for 2112 by Rush, mm-hmm. and at the end it ends in an explosion, the world ending, and I would hit it then. And that's the only thing I used it for, right? And then eventually I hit too hard and it wouldn't work anymore and I threw it away. A couple of different bands used them and then, you know, they disappeared for the last 25 or 30 years. And although they didn't sound like anything real, they sounded really cool doing one thing. And there was never a better use of them than in this song, Bette Davis Eyes. Now here comes the part of the story that you can't make this stuff up. I keep coming across stories that really should be movies, right? Kim Carnes was a young, ambitious singer and musician who starts her career as, get this, one of the new Christie Minstrels.
Yeah.
This is a folk group that inspired the lampooning of the new Main Street Singers in A Mighty Wind, right? You know who else was a new Christie Minstrel?
No.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh, wow.
Kenny okay. Rogers, before he was The Gambler, before he was New Edition.
New Edition,
you know,
yeah.
Wow. Psychedelic, right? You know, fascinating. You can't make this stuff up, right? So Kim Carnes is in L.A. trying to make a go at becoming a professional singer, singing on jingle sessions, playing at clubs, right? She's getting nowhere. She has one album come out, and it does not very much. And then she's got, like, what's going to be her last chance, really, because she is already 35 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Which in L.A., young ingenue age is ancient, right? She's making this album, and they need something. They need some more songs. And they come across this tune that had been written by Jackie DeShannon in 1975, put on her album, Bette Davis Eyes. It was originally done in a 1920s jazz style.
Hmm.
Completely wrong, right? But it is a brilliant song. And it is, you know, it's written by a woman, first performed by that woman, now going to be sung by another woman. In some ways, you look at the lyrics and they're almost sexist because they are measuring this femme fatale up against some of the most legendary names in Hollywood. Her hair is Harlow Gold,
yeah.
right? She's got Greta Garbo's standoff size, right? But her centerpiece is her Bette Davis eyes. Bette Davis, the actress, had Graves' disease. So she had these big, super expressive eyes, right? Bette Davis had a pretty good sense of humor about it. When Kim Carnes recorded the song and it became a huge hit, she sent Kim Carnes a note saying, thank you for making me part of modern history. My granddaughter loves it and thinks
yeah.
it's cool, right?
Yeah.
So Bette Davis Eyes is standing in for being a sexual tease, but a complete empowered woman. I love the double entendres. You know, she'll turn the music on you and you don't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
Mm.
Pure as New York snow. I grew up in New York, New Jersey, right? It snows, and 3 seconds later, it's black
That's
slush.
Right.
There is no pure New York snow. The rumor in 1981, and I remember I was a junior in high school, was that this was actually Rod Stewart singing under a different name, right? Because that raspy voice, that wizened voice.
Yeah, that, I know. That, I love that voice.
Never another great moment from Kim mm-hmm. Carnes, right?
Yeah.
This was it. This is her claim to fame, but what a great moment. Number one in the U.S. for 9 weeks, beaten only by, can you guess?
1981. Jeez.
Olivia Newton-John's
Ooh.
Physical. Olivia Newton-John has
okay.
her charms, too.
Yeah.
I'll talk about her someday. But right now, I'm giving a shout-out to Kim Carnes' Bette Davis Eyes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she's got Bette Davis Eyes. She'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow, she got Bette Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what
great to hear that track again, Jim. I can't get enough of it, I realize. I think I actually bought the 45, you know,
back in the day. I got to check, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Anyway, that's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.